You already have your candle lit. And then we're going to open up to those who would like to say something about Brother Scott in a positive light.
Amen.
In a positive
Amen.
Light.
Amen.
And we're going to ask, because we are about 50 of us here, I don't know how many wanted to speak, but all of us can't speak at the same time, and all of us can't speak for 50 minutes. So let us open up with a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we come tonight thanking you, God, because this still is the day that thou hast made. You still sit high and look low upon us, God. You know everything that's about us. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And we pause right now, Father, to say thank you for a life well lived. A life that has touched the community of all different areas, all different streets, all different colors. You have placed your creation down here on earth through Scott Myers, who have linked us all together, that we will come tonight to give your name praise for the great thing that you have done. We ask a blessing now, God, to be upon his family, wherever they may be, whatever the situation is, none of our concern. It doesn't make a difference how Brother Scott died. What makes a difference is who did he die with? And he died as a faith believer in Jesus Christ. So we thank God for him, his salvation, and the time that we will see him again. This we pray tonight in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have Deacon Wayne Neal from the Second Baptist Church to read our first scripture.
I'll be reading the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. We're going to have another reading, a New Testament reading, by Reverend Dr. Chanel Tucker.
I'll be reading John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether you go, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I have read John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would first like to thank Sister Sharon Morris. I don't know if she's around somewhere, but she gave me a call. She gave me a call, and she has been speaking with Scott's family, and she has been like the spokesperson. She got some things done that I couldn't get done. So she did this. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to thank God for her and her vision for this and her love for the community. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
For the love for the community. Mm-hmm. When you have a love for a community, it doesn't make a difference who in the community something happened to. As long as you love the community, that person is involved. And she did this with all of our help, and we want to thank God for her for leading the way. On May, help me. On May 29th, there will be a memorial service. This is a candlelight service. And this is not a memorial service. On May 29th of 2022. Ain't that something? He's breaking records already. We haven't even got there yet. That's Scott, right? There will be a memorial service at the point, and is open to all. By then, the snow would have melted, and the ice would have been floated down the river. So please come on out. Try to put that in your date book. May 29th. Don't know what day it's on, but it's on his birthday. So we're going to honor Brother Scott with a memorial service on his birthday down at the point. Amen?
Amen.
For you to know, his family is watching now. From what state she is? Virginia?
No, they're in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. Yeah. We welcome, we invite you, we honor you to the Meyer family. Our love goes out for you. Our prayers are for you. And everyone here has come out and kind of put in their arms. Let's give their family a big hug. Come on, everybody. Let's give them a big hug. They in Cincinnati. They're watching right now through the media. Brother Scott was a good man. Just let me say it like it is. Brother Scott was a good man. He was always gentle and kind from what I saw in my speaking to with Scott. And he had a way of communicating. Huh?
Yes, sir.
That was unique. I was one of 15, I think, who was on his editorial. But when he sent out a letter, he sent them out to 15 people. And I was on the list. And I always read what Brother Scott had to say. Now, I always didn't agree with it, but I always read it, and I used it to help me, help mold me. Because if I didn't understand it, if I didn't agree with one thing in the letter, I didn't use that to stop the purpose of the whole thing. We all needed a Scott Meyer in our life.
Yeah.
Amen. A Scott Meyer made us all better. Because he always provoked the thought, what about from the other side? We're going to miss our brother. And the light that you have lit tonight will be in honor of the light that will always be in our hearts and in our remembrance. Because a light is a sign of life. And as long as you can remember Brother Scott, he'll always have life in you.
That's right.
So, keep the light burning. Keep the memory going. And always remember in our decisions, you as leaders of our community, there's always, leaders will have to make decisions. But let us always remember there's another side. And Brother Scott will always bring that to our remembrance. The last letter I got from Brother Scott was about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. And he told me, he said, Reverend Turpin, this is in the letter that he sent to everybody. He said, Reverend Turpin, I love visiting your church. I love hearing you preach. And I'm excited that you are working with the sheriff's department as their chaplain. That's what he told me in the letter. He said, it would be my hope that you will let your light shine within the police department.
Amen.
That's Brother Scott.
That's him.
So tonight, if there's someone who would like to share a brief moment of testimony or a message to his family, you can do so at this time. Come on up.
First thing I would like to say.
First, introduce yourself
to everyone.
Good evening
to everyone.
We all got our masks. We can't see.
James M. White Jr.
All right.
Hi, James.
Blessing
to
everyone.
The last time I seen Scott was Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother was coming. I was picking him up for dinner. We came down Main. We seen Willie. And we seen Scott. And Scott was in a cheerful mood. He told a joke. And Willie, you know, Willie was greeting him. And he greeted me and my brother. And I've been knowing Scott for a while. Me and him have similar ideas. We're both similar. We was no doubt, and we was very, very connected. And the last thing I remember him saying is that he was willing to come to my house to connect my computer system. And he said, no charge.
All right. Anyone else?
Hi, everyone. I'm Elliot Matos. I sat in this apartment so many times with Scott. Broke bread with me. Told me stories of his life. Shared with me. And I am so grateful for that. His wanting to change our community from the injustices that exist encouraged me to do the things that I do. And I just want us all to keep that going for him. So, thank you, Scott.
All right.
Thank you, Elliot.
Someone else?
I'd like to say something.
I'm John Sol with Bridge Street Theater, right across the street there.
Hi, John.
He was an amazing friend of Bridge Street Theater. We loved him. He came to almost all the shows. I'm going to get emotional.
It's all right.
He was a wonderful friend. A little strange, you know, always a little, you know, we're not sure where he's coming from. But he gave us great reviews. He was very excited by the fact that we were here. And the fact that he moved across the street was so incredible for him and for us. So we will really, miss him. Really miss him.
All right, do the lady over here.
Right, I moved up over here. I'm Natasha Law. I'm one of the trustees of the village. So I've had a working relationship with Scott for the last 3 years. I have emails every day from him, text messages, messages in my Facebook. I was on every email chain imaginable. And he might have been aggressive with what he was doing, but he was smart and the things he said made sense. And it really made you think about what he was saying.
Yep.
And one of my favorite memories of him was when he came to one of our board meetings and everyone was in an argument about how people were, the farm that was getting built on Spring Street. Mm-hmm. And everybody was in an uproar saying, you can't build this here, it's not a commercial district. And the whole time he was being extremely disruptive, but he kept saying, it's food, it's free food. Why are you upset about food? and he was so adamant, and I kept looking at him, and I didn't want to laugh, I was trying to be professional, but I'm like, I freaking hear you, Scott. Like, I'm so with you on this. And then after like the 10th time, I just gave him this look and from my side, like I would give to my child, and he would just smirked at me and he stopped. And it was he's like, all right. He's like, I made my point. And those are the type of things I'm going to miss about Scott, because he spoke the truth no matter what was going on, and he did everything with love and with passion in his heart.
All right.
And my candle went out.
You blew it out. Oh, you're talking.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we need another light here.
I never put thank in you. My name is Tony Masonette, and the first time I
met
Scott,
he was
sitting down here making food. He didn't even know who I was, but that's awesome. And he told me about his vegetables that he was growing. If I need any kind of seasoning, just come and get it. If he saw me and I didn't see him, he still took my attention, he waited for me, and I'm going to miss that, you know, because today
I have a
for people who don't know you, to show you that kind of love is rare and it's welcoming. So I'm going to miss you, Scott.
All right, all right. Someone else? Someone else?
Oh, how I love Jesus.
All right.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Come on, everybody, hop on. Someone else.
I'll say something really quick.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I just want to thank Scott for his bravery and his brilliant research skills.
Mm-hmm.
Scott was fearless.
Yes.
And in order to uncover truths, he, foiled for documents that those of us, including me, were too afraid to do. And his research really brought a lot in the way of moving forward towards criminal justice. And he did this before the jail. And, you know, some people have tried to occasionally, I have to admit it, just dismiss him, as you said, with not looking at the whole person. And that's a sad and unfortunate thing to do, because if you looked at, if you wanted to fact check Scott's work, you would find that it was 90% accurate, and that 10% that wasn't accurate is because he so desperately wanted it to be accurate. Scott had style. I mean, he really knew how to live graciously with very little.
Mm-hmm.
It was important that he had flowers on the table, and if he had a plate of food for you and he served it to you, as if a sous chef, you know, had plated the food. And you know, he would wear tan a lot, right? Off white. So,
I didn't know that, but Scott, I got on all brown.
Scott, here's to you, right, and for your bravery. Goodness.
Great,
and thank you for your contribution, and we'll always remember you. And to John Phillips, who is also deceased, who was John's partner, we raise our candle to you too, and to his family. Thank you.
Linda wants to sing for Parrish's friend. She wants us to sing This Little Light of Mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to thank everybody for coming out. The reason people ask me in Daily Mail why I did what I did, because my sister Paris introduced me to Scott. When she introduced me to Scott about 4 years ago, I thought he was crazy. And I said, no. But she said, no, I know this brilliant guy, he's really smart. You gotta meet him, I said, okay. So I did finally meet Scott, and I fell in love with him. He was like my best friend. When I came up from New York City, I would always, my table you see there now was a table that I sold merchandise on. So today I give it to Scott today in honor to do a tribute. I'm going to really miss him, because when I came to Casco, I would be with Scott every day. I'd be from 648, Mayrose, No, Valley Rose, Deacon
right
Hill. They all come by my merchandise. They all supported me. And Scott would say, boy, you're great. I never met anybody that gave me such great compliment. He thought the world of me, and I thought the world of him. And it's so nice to know when somebody lifts you up. I never heard Scott talk bad about anybody. He was such a positive person. So I take my sister Lynn from France, introduce me to Scott. I love you, sis. And it's been as hard as slow as you and Mama.
Yes, thank you. Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm shine. Oh, in my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Someone else would like to say a word?
My name is David Freed, and before Scott lived here, he was living at the Four Seasons Hotel on Route 32. And for probably about a year, I would pick Scott up on my way down the mountain. I lived a little further up on the mountain. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we would go to Rodney Greenblatt's Zen Meditation. And it was such an enlightening experience to drive down with Scott, because I don't think he stayed quiet for more than 5 minutes. The conversations got crazy. We both agreed, disagreed. But it was just a beautiful way to come down in the morning. And then after the meditation, sometimes we go for breakfast or sometimes we go our own ways. But he was such a generous, beautiful soul. And yes, he had his quirks and yes, he had his opinions. But he was such a gentle human being, and he outreached to so many different people, like you can see here, from all walks of life. And I don't know if anybody's gotten the privilege to see what he did with this whole place, but I mean, this, just if you look around, this is Scott. Scott had a little table set up here. He would plant vegetables and flowers in these little pots out in the back. And I saw a show at the Bridge Street Theater, and I put the bump into Scott. After the show, he's like, come on over to my place. I'll cook you some dinner. I go, nah, I don't really have time. I really didn't have time. But I said, okay. I came over, and he brought out the grill. He just made this little dinner for me. And we had wine right here. And we had music. And it was just like this beautiful transient moment. It was just just gorgeous. And it just heartfelt. And I'll never forget Scott. I mean, you know, he, like everyone knows, outspoken, truthful warrior, which I fully respect. And he spoke his mind, and he got himself in trouble numerous times. And I said, Scott, you just got to be careful how many people's feet you're stepping on. It's the wrong, you know, sometimes it's the wrong people. And he didn't care. He just kept on forging his way. So, my brother, wherever you are, we love you, and we commend you.
All right. Anyone else? Come on.
Here we are.
Hi.
Rodney.
I'm Rodney Musha from the Village Catskill Zen Circle. From the Catskill Zen Circle. Hi. Scott came to meditation almost every time it was offered. He was one of my number one members of the Catskill Zen Circle. And he was always there. And he really loved meditation. And sometimes at the end we would talk about what our meditation was like. And he always said something interesting, as he always did. Something a little off the wall and interesting and different. And we all loved it. We loved the things he said. And we are going to miss him in our small group. We average about four or five people each time, and Scott's chair is empty, and it's very difficult for all of us. So I can just say we'll miss him so much, and he was an amazing, out there, great person. Thank you.
All right. So anyone else?
I'd like to say something.
Okay, come on.
Oh, you have to wait.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So I first met Scott when I was running for election for village trustee, and he was just a beautiful soul. So I didn't know much about him, but my first experience and my first couple conversations with him, I learned that. He was a beautiful soul, and he had a great light. And God bless him.
Amen. All right. Amen. Yes, come on.
So many people.
Scott Myers re-energized my faith.
I met him on Father's Day. Well, I met him around, but I met him on Father's Day. And we talked for about 8 hours. He made me food. And instantly, I knew I found someone who has kindness, pure, just genuine kindness. Mm-hmm. And Scott Myers was a blessing. He never asked for blessing. He was the blessing. Yeah. Yeah. And forever, Scott Myers will be remembered for his kindness, generosity. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man, anyone else?
Yes, I'd like to say something. I would like to pay tribute to Scott's unshakable faith in humanity and his conviction to fight for social justice. He was a warrior for the people to his core. And I'd like, in all over Latin America, when the people lose a fighter, a comrade, they call his name just like we do, say their names here, because he may be gone in the physical plane, but his soul and his spirit remain with us, and we all have to carry him in ourselves and with each other together. So if you wouldn't mind, just help me call his name. When I call his name, say presente, which means present or here, because he is here. All right? Scott Myers.
Presente.
Scott Myers.
Presente.
Scott Myers.
Presente.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dina.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
I just want to say one little quick thing.
Oh, come on up.
Scott Myers embodied the spirit of Matthew 25. Whatsoever you do unto the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me. And that is why that Scott was having death in his heart. So thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Anyone else?
There's a young man right
here. For real?
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Penny. Yeah. Scott Meyer is there in my motor before from 2020 last year. Yeah, over, so you know that. Yeah, so I met him. He's a very nice person, and I know him for not very long time, almost 2 years, but we are very good friends. He's always helping people. He's always making food, helping people. Even he doesn't have much. He's always do that. All our friends will remember him, and you see, it's a loss, but he's still in us here. We still will remember him for a long time. Yeah, so well, he is free now. He is a free man now, so I hope he can follow the light, go to someplace is better. And I know he's been fighting for the just audit. He told me he is a fighter. He want to find everything what is right. But that's good. I admire you, yeah. But I cannot do that because of my situation. But his job is done. He already achieved what he done. Yeah. He is succeed.
That's right.
He didn't fail. He succeed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. With everyone here, he is succeed.
Honestly.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I just say one more thing?
One more.
Well, I saw Scott the week before Thanksgiving, and this is sort of a fitting scenario. We had breakfast, and he was so excited. He bought a little drone and a little gimbal for his iPhone, and he showed me this footage from his drone, and it was basically Scott standing there sending the drone up. And the drone was shooting back at Scott. So it raised up and just pulled away and showed Scott. So for me, that is like almost like Scott just rising up. And I just wanted to pass that on. It was just a memory that just now sticks with me after this whole scenario. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lex. Scott was a regular at our Catskill Community Yoga.
and he really brought a lot of personality to the room. I keep hearing people saying that he was a warrior and using these words, fight. And yes, that was a large part of him, but he was such a peaceful man.
Yes, he was.
And he believed in peace and unity. And I'm just feeling very emotional looking around and seeing how he's brought all of us together tonight. And hopefully we won't forget this peace and unity that he's brought into our lives and strengthening the connection of our community all together. So thank you, Scott, for bringing us all together this evening, and he will be greatly missed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? If it be not another, if it be not another, we want to, I think Sister Sharon has some bubbles over there.
People should say
out.
Such
She's
things about
bubbles.
Me at my memorial service, I think.
She's passing out the bubbles. Okay. If somebody wanted to take their hands out of their glove.
No way.
What do you have there?
Oh, bubbles. So
oh,
good.
Wow.
Good environment.
Good
environment.
And then we'll give the benediction to our candlelight service.
I thought we were doing this now. Okay.
Listen. Let us now all give Scott our remembrance right now. Whew. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the life, the love, and the legacy of our dear brother, Brother Scott Myers. We pray now, God, that the life he lived has touched us in a way that we will run on. Speak for the voiceless. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. And visit the sick. As you have commanded us, we thank God that Brother Scott lived out the commandment. Rest on us now, God, and give us traveling mercies back to our designated homes. But as we depart from each other, let us not depart from your undying love and the remembrance of our brother, Scott Byron. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I say good night to everybody.
God,
I'll remind you. I'll set you on fire.
God bless you.
Ellen's here, so she's the candle. This is her beautiful hair. I hate to blow the candle out.
Does anybody have a hand that's not in a glove?
I do.
Can you press stop, please? Just press
if I can see.
No, just press stop broadcast there.